Dann wird pronounced Anangaman Das, translating for Srila Bhaktivedanta One Maharaj on the 17th of May 2021 in Delhi. It's a home program. He's speaking on Srila Shankaracharya's appearance day. So, and the recording is from now. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Jiva Dharma in the second chapter. He's Bhaktivinoda Thakur is glorifying Shankaracharya. Many people in India are celebrating Shankaracharya's appearance day today.
इस ग्रंथ में बहुत सुंदर रूप में उनके बारे में बताया.
In this book, he has very nicely explained Shankaracharya's glories.
और जो वैशिष्ट्य,
Shankaracharya's speciality,
और उनकी जीवन की इतिहास भी सुंदर रूप में बताया.
Life story, he has explained very nicely.
यद्यपि चैतन्य चैतामृत में भी कहा गया.
In Chaitanya Charitamrita has been said that he has preached Mayavad. But in that, in the same book section, Krishnadas Kaviraj also written that the Acharya has no faults. Even though he has preached Mayavad,
Mayavad phalane ki unke koi dosh nahi hai, karan ye bata rahe hain,
because
Sang Bhagwan
the Lord has instructed him to do so.
Shankar,
O Shankar,
jeevon ke jo hai
you
mohit karne ke liye
go and
Mayavad
illusion the living entities. Those who say
I'm Brahmasmi,
Pragyan,
Brahma,
they will stay in the material world. If they understand and think that they are Brahma, then they will stay far away from me. Because the Lord wants the demons to stay far from him. To do this, he told Shankaracharya to preach Mayavad. By which, in this material world, they will continue to take birth and die and stay in the cycle of birth and death. And in this way, the society, the progeny will continue. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj says, it is said that by listening to Mayavad, everything of our bhakti will be destroyed. As pure devotee should not, it does not want to listen of Mayavad. And he also tries to destroy their arguments. Then we'll need to listen to destroy their argument.
Our
acharyas from the four sampradayas,
Shankar mat ko jo hai,
they have destroyed the arguments of Shankaracharya.
Jadi Shankar mat ko aapko khandan karna hai, to Shankar mat ko aapko
you will need to know what Shankaracharya wanted to say to be able to destroy his arguments. Like we said yesterday, Brahma Satya Jagat Mithya. This is, he's saying that one, there is one truth and no other, and that is Brahma. Without Brahma, there is nothing else. This is Shankaracharya's understanding, his belief.
शंकराचार्य की जो विचार जो है ब्रह्म सत्य जगत मिथ्या मिथ्या शब्द की अर्थ क्या है
मिथ्या मीन्स
जैसे कोई स्थिति नहीं है
देयर इज नो एग्जिस्टेंस
एग्जिस्टेंस नहीं है उसमें वो भी कहते हैं जिसको कहते हैं यथा सपनवत इस संसार में जो कुछ भी देख रहे हैं क्या ऐसे वो
अ ड्रीम
सपनवत है जैसे सपनों में क्या देखा आपने
इन अ ड्रीम यू सी समथिंग
सीज जो है कोई काट करके ले गया
समबडी इज कटिंग योर हेड
और आपने क्या करने रोने लगे
And you are crying.
इतना रोना शुरू कर दिया.
You start to cry so much in your sleep.
अपने माँ जगाया. अरे भाई.
Your mother wakes you up. Why are you crying?
तथापि आप कहते जा रहे हैं मैया मेरा सिर नहीं है मेरा सिर काट.
You say mother, my somebody is cutting my
मैया कहने लगा रहे हैं बेटा इधर सिर काट करके ले गए.
My dear son, what if they're cutting your head? How are you crying? What you wait for? Is it possible? No.
तथापि वो नहीं मान रहे.
But the son and the child is still not believing. But the mother slaps the child and wakes them up and takes their hand and puts them on their head. Meaning to say, what we see in our dream is not true. So Shankaracharya is saying that this material world is like a dream.
And
our Jiva Goswami Pad has used his own words and defeated Shankaracharya's own words. He said, if everything is illusory, then what you are saying is also illusory, untruth. And so, if everything is untruth, so are you. And what you are saying is also untrue. If the person who is speaking is unreal, illusory, then what they are saying is also illusory. And in this way, he is defeated. Shankaracharya established certain theories to establish his truth. Like, one son appears in many different ways, as like if you have many pots with water, and the reflection of the sun is in each pot. If you have 5 pots, 10 pots, then you have five reflections of the sun. 5 suns or 10 suns reflected in the water. If you break the pots, if there's no water, the suns are destroyed. In the same way, this material body, if it is Brahma, it's also a reflection of Brahma. If there is only one Brahma, but then there are two reflections in the pots, in two different pots, then there are 2 suns. So there cannot be one. There is one sun, and the reflection in the water is another. So there is 2. How is it possible that there's 2? So Jiva Goswami Pad is destroying our philosophy in this way. You are saying everything is one, but we see that there is 2.
नास्ति दूसरी बात देखो शक्ति के स्वीकार करना ब्रह्म निशक्ति निराकार निर्विकार निरंजन
देन देयर इज द पोटेंसी ऑफ ब्रह्मा
शंकर कहते क्या
शंकर इज सेइंग
कोई अस्तित्व नहीं है
देयर इज नो
निराकार है आकार रहित
है देयर इज नो फॉर्म
यदि आकार ही नहीं है
If there is no form, how can you, they're saying that you meditate on Brahma, but if Brahma is formless, how can you meditate on something that is formless? If something has a form, then you can meditate on them. Like air. Have you seen air? Can you meditate on air? If the object has a form, then we can meditate on it. Then another consideration is if the air is cold or warm. The air gives its nature and quality by what it comes in touch with. If it comes in touch with something that is cold, then it will appear, feel cold. Or when it is hot, it will feel hot. If an object has form, then we can meditate on it. So Jiva Goswami Pad has taken his own words and destroyed his arguments. There are many such presentations by Shankaracharya.
Parinamvad.
There are many Parinamvads. Yes, the
Guru ki vichar abhramt honi chahiye.
Vyasadeva is written many. Shankaracharya considered Vyasadeva his guru.
Guru muka padvakya chitte koriya oika arna koriya mane asa. The Gurudev ki vichar kya hai?
What is Gurudev's thoughts?
To yahan par Shankaracharya ki vichar aa rahe, vichar to le rahe. Kintu uske vichar ko bhi phir wo nahi maan rahe. Vichar ke lekar ke vichar ko
He's taking the thoughts of his guru, but he's not believing in them. How? What is Vyasadeva written in Vedanta Sutra? He's written about Parinamvad. Which says that one object is transformed in contact with another object, such as, for example, milk. Takes the form of yogurt in contact with something that is an active agent. If there is no change, then there is no creation. The Brahma is, Shankaracharya says, is unchangeable. But what has Vyasadeva said? He's accepted Parinamvad. And from one substance, another substance comes. There's two types of Parinamvad, Vastu Parinamvad and Shakti Parinamvad. All our acharyas have taken this consideration. We give emphasis on Shakti Parinamvad and establish a simultaneous oneness and difference. All acharyas, Ramanujacharya, Madhavacharya, has taken Vastu Parinamvad. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is taken Shakti Parinamvad. In Gita and Bhagavad, this has been clearly explained in this shloka. Mami Vansa Jiva Loke. Many shlokas like this in the Bhagavad Gita, that the Lord has potency. Without Shakti, then Shaktiman cannot be recognized. Like our What is our Shakti, our potency? What Shaktis do we have? What potency do we have? We have the potency to see by the eyes. In Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra, it is said, he has seen. Sa ikkhata. Sa ikkhata. He has seen. He has seen Brahma. Because he has eyes, he can see. If you consider this, there's two types of seeing, by understanding and by direct perception. The speciality of Brahma is that that one action performed by many in many ways, like we can only see with our eyes. But the Lord, Bhagavan, can see with many with any of his limbs. He walks with his eyes. He speaks with his eyes. But in our case, the Jiva's case, the one sense can only do the work of that sense. The eyes can only see. But there is some variation. The eyes, there is some speaking through the eyes by indication, nature of the eyes. Or you can say, tell somebody to go with your eyes, who, that person who understands your way of looking will understand what they want you to do, whether they want you to go or stay. Your eyes tell many things, whether you're happy or angry. But you may not be smiling, but your eyes can tell. Cover your mouth, but your eyes will tell. But the Lord, he can do many things, or everything, with any of his senses. There's a shloka that tells how that the Lord can perform all activities with any of his senses. Vyasadeva has written that Brahma can see. See with the eyes. So he has senses. Then he must have a body. He has eyes, he has nose, mouth. But our Gaudiya Vaishnava consideration interpreted to mean that he is transcendental. The jiva is present but incomplete. But the Lord is present and he is complete. We have ears but we may not be able to hear. This is the faults of the living entity. Brahma, Vipalapsa, Brahmad, to be illusioned. Liable to make mistakes. Vipalapsa, there's the propensity to cheat. Like they put stones in rice. Yesterday, I was doing havan for yagya. Please bring ghee. It's not even written that it's ghee in the packet. We don't know what it's is this ghee or not, I was thinking. Somebody brought one packet without a label or anything. It did. Yeah, it was just. This is not reacting like ghee. It does not smell like ghee. And completely white. Maybe some animal fat and contaminated the pig fat or cow fat. They take much money. I threw it all away. I threw away all the paraphernalia. So the living entity has the propensity to cheat others. As the lockdown is going on, cheating because not many facilities are available during lockdown. People are making money. This is the first time I saw such ghee. In my life, this first time I saw such ghee. Yeah. There's no such thing written on the packaging that it was that product. So maybe they changed the first letter S, the G into an S. And trying to cheat people. So, the point I'm trying to make is that the living entities have that propensity to cheat and to make money 10 times as much. You spend money to marry your daughter to cheat by cheating others. Yeah, you cheat is cheating others are being cheated themselves. Those who perform such actions, the reactions will surely come. They will have to suffer birth after birth, but they forget. They're taking bribes and making money. You will have to pay back that money in some way or another. They don't think like this. They do not think of the future. Life after death is going like this. The karma is never ending in this way. They pray to the God, saying, "Oh God, you have given me such suffering," but they do not think how much suffering they have given to others. Karanapat. Our senses are imperfect. These four faults are not in Bhagavan, the Lord. He never makes a mistake. So ekata, he saw. What did he see? Who did he see? Jiva Goswami has said, in Vedanta Sutra it has said, sa ekata, sa meaning Brahma. If there is another object, then he is looking at, like, is looking at the tree, looking at the wall. Because the tree is there and the wall is there, then he is seeing. Who did Brahma see? He saw a second object. This Advaitavad is destroyed in this way. Just simple, in a simple way. others will not understand the language of the scriptures, either by thousands of shlokas. But ordinary people, how will they understand? You don't have these Puranas. Those who have learned and can memorize many shlokas, Mahaprabhu can speak like this. There are many scholars, or maybe many scholars, they can write so much. And only if they, another person is qualified as much as that person who has written, can they destroy that argument. One pundit can catch another pundit, but ordinary persons, they will not understand, they will accept. Sankaracharya is in this vein that he is using his learning ability, knowledge to persuade others. Sees from Panini Vakya and adjusting words from one to another and changing the meaning, whether it is in Shastra or not, but by their own consideration, their own intelligence, they are establishing their truth. That's why it is said, Nayan Atma. When the Lord Himself gives the mercy and gives His mercy in your heart, but by your own efforts and your own knowledge, you cannot attain the Lord. Nain Atma Parvachan Labha. The Lord Himself, when He manifests Himself, just like when the sun itself appears, we are able to see the darkness is dissipated. We may try thousands of times to see the sun, but you cannot see the sun in the middle of the night. You'll have to wait for the morning. The sun itself will appear. Then with our eyes we will be able to see. In the same way, to see the Lord, we need to His mercy. So, according to these four aspects of limitations in the living entities, Brahma Pramad Vipalipsa Karanapat, the Lord does not have these defects. Sankaracharya, what has He said? To the solution of the living entities, He established many arguments. Like Pratibindabad, to establish his own Brahmavad, Pratibimbavad. Parinamvad. Vyasadeva in Vedanta Sutra is written about Parinamvad. If we accept Parinambad, we will not be able to establish our argument. So he said that Vyasadev's mind was disturbed. Yeah, the Shankaracharyas, those who Shankaravad, they say this. Brahma is saying, Shankaracharya is saying, Brahma is nirakar, not is formless, and his followers are saying the same thing. to illusion, the living entities. This is where Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was also following. Mahaprabhu listened to him. And then after 7 days of speaking, Mahaprabhu said, I cannot understand what you have said. It's like you are, the sun has been covered by the clouds. You have spoken the truth, but your explanations are not correct. What did Mahaprabhu say? Shakti Parinamba. To establish this, he established the principle of simultaneous oneness and difference. There's two types of Parinambad, Vastu Parinambad and Shakti Parinambad. Many people generally accept Vastu Parinambad, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established more importance on Shakti Parinambad. Establishing this, he added Achintya Vedabed Tattva. Chintya, inconceivable oneness and difference. There is difference and similarity in the Jeev and Brahma. Satchidananda, the main meaning of Brahma is Bhagavan. The principal meaning of Brahma is Bhagavan. And who is Bhagavan? With Bhagavan is... One who has the six uplands, Aishwarya, Yash, Shri, Gyan, Vairagya, incomplete. Aishwarya meaning he has all opulences. Veer, he is in all ways very potent. Yes, he has a name, fame and reputation in all ways. All the demigods, Brahma, Shiv, Narada, Indra, they glorify him. This is called Yash. Shri means beauty. He is so beautiful. That cannot be compared to anyone. Rupavat. His beauty is so that it cannot be compared with any other. It cannot be comparable. It is incomparable. Vedanta Sutra. If there is nobody equal to him, how can there be anybody who is greater than him? Very clearly explained. He's natural and inherent. So, in comparison to us, if we eat, we are able to move our hands. But if we do not eat, we will not be able to lift our hand, we will not have the energy. But in the Lord, this is not the case. It is ever-present and eternal and natural. This is natural and spontaneous. This potency is in the Lord. In our case, the Jiva's case, we have to eat to have strength and be able to act. Is not the Lord is not dependent on anything. This is His inconceivable potency. He does not need to eat. Mahaprabhu, to establish this, He gave three examples. What is this inconceivable potency? If we look at this, what is it? He gave three examples. Mani, mantra and aushadhi. It's like money is a touchstone. Money or sparsh money. This type of stone, if you touch to metal, it turns the object that you touch into gold. But there is some process of change. What potency is in the milk is in the yogurt, but what is in the yogurt is not in the milk. So this sparshamani, touchstone, itself is not turning into gold, but it turns the metal, iron, into gold. Brahma, in the same way, changes other, but itself does not change. Like hypnotize, and by mantra, the second thing is mantra. By mantra, one can be hypnotized. Have you heard? Have you seen?
So,
like this, people have this ability. The mantra has potency, but this is for limited time. They can be also caught. Aushadhi. Aushadhi is medicine. There are many types of medicines from herbs, roots, plants. We have known and seen that if you take some sap from a particular tree, then if you put this sap in any other place, no snakes will come. The snake charmer can perform tasks with the snake by mantra. But because we do not know the mantras, we cannot do this. You have seen.
So, उसी प्रकार ये तीन उदाहरण महाप्रभु ने मणि मंत्र और
so महाप्रभु gave these three examples मणि मंत्र एंड औषध
शब्द के क्या है
मणि
अनेक प्रकार दवाई नहीं अनेक प्रकार पेड़ की जड़
मंत्र एंड
मूल जो है पेड़ की जड़ आदि के द्वारा है रखते हैं ना जैसे छोटे बच्चे के जैसे एक एक करते हैं केवल सपने में वो शरीर डरता रहता है
One example, when a child in the sleep becomes possessed or startled, their mantras can be used. We are saying that if you wear tulsi neck beads and have Bhagavad Gita in the house, nothing will come. I'll give you 100% guarantee. Tulsi, Ganga Jal. No, there will be no quarrel. Not even need to study the Gita. If you drop one drop of water on the Bhagavad Gita and put a tulsi leaf for 1 year, you will see that there will be no conflict in your household. Now you are asking me how you can get peace in your household life. I'm giving the medicine. Do you have to apply the medicine? You just want just to snap the fingers and everything should be done. You do not want to do anything. Or blow. I am not that kind of sadhu. You do your bhajan, you will get your fruits. And if you don't want to take, no, do I know any other mantras? I only know one mantra, Bhagavat, read Bhagavatam. This is the audience saying that are giving examples of people coming to the door and giving offers, special offers, double your gold, etc. They are cheaters and they will run away with your money. All foolish.
आजकल जो ये बनाते हैं ना ऑफिस बना लेते हैं बिल्कुल एक किराए ले लेते हैं
दे पीपल आर नाउ इतने
सुंदर करके डेकोरेशन कर देते
हैं इतना बड़ा बिजनेस
है वो अपने दिखा देंगे फर्जी बना कर देंगे
दे विल रेंट आउट अ बिल्डिंग एंड एस्टैब्लिश अ फॉल्स बिल्डिंग
3 साल के बाद सब पैसे हो गए ना 3 साल में आपको 3 गुना पैसा दे देंगे
They will take your money and on pretense of interest, and in two or three years you will get triple the money. Yeah, they will establish a false company and then after 2 years they will run away. And on the third year when you go to collect your money, they don't exist. Many examples are being given like this of people being cheated. So this world, so many cheaters. So we're talking about mantra, money and aushad. What? There's inconceivable potency in these. Like we chant the Gopal mantra. You will attain a result. In the house you have Bhagavad Gita.
Bhagavad Gita
भागवत गीता गंगा जल एंड तुलसी कीप यू शुड नॉट यू विल नॉट हैव एनी कॉन्फ्लिक्ट इन योर हाउस हाउल्ड Not even a little.
अरे थोड़ा बहुत जरा बहुत नहीं होगा मानव जज यदि जड़ जड़ वस्तु में जो ये शक्ति दिखाई है तो भगवान में क्यों होगा
There, if we can see this in material situations, but we will not see this in the Lord.
वस्तु शक्ति परिणाम बाद को
वस्तु शक्ति परिणाम बाद accepting this.
ना
He established simultaneous oneness and difference, inconceivable oneness and difference, that which you cannot understand by your intelligence, mind. Two things stay in the Lord at the same time, Sarvagata and Mugdata, knowing everything and also not knowing anything. He is as innocent as a child, but at the same time he knows everything. This is inconceivable. Shukadev Swami is explaining to Parikshit Man in the example of Brahma Mohan Lila, Brahma Vimohan Lila, the pastime of bewildering Lord Brahma. First, he killed Agasur and then went into the his soul into the sky. Brahma saw that his soul went into the sky and then entered into the lotus toes of the Lord. It is written in Shastra that all the Asuras, the demons, who have been killed by the Lord have attained Brahma's Sayuja Mukti. So Krishna is Lord and Narayan. And then he saw the next day in Bhandirvan with the boys, he was sitting and eating. He saw the calves wandering here and there. Brahma saw what the sakhas, what the boyfriends of Krishna were doing. They were offering their remnants to Krishna. I have not heard, seen that Brahma, he accepts the remnants of others. Shivji, all the demigods, they want to have the remnants of Narayan. But today I'm seeing, Brahma is thinking, today I'm seeing with astonishment how the cowherd boys are offering their remnants to Krishna. So one doubt arose in his mind. Now he's firstly accepted Krishna is Narayan, Lord. But now he has doubt in his mind. How is it possible that Narayan can eat the remnants of others? He concluded that Narayan is an ordinary person. If the Lord is all-knowing, then Brahma thought he would perform one pastime to test the Lord. So all the calves were walking ahead and wandering here and there. So what Brahma did was to take all the calves and put them in a cave. So Krishna knew what Brahma was trying to do and what his doubt was. So he gave his mercy on Brahma. Then he said, Krishna said to the cowherd boys, look, go and get the, I will go and get the calves. They were all wandering here and there. The while Krishna was gone, Brahma took the boys. Krishna, knowing everything, he could not find the calves, and then when he came back, he could not find the boys. So Krishna is showing in this pastime, like an ordinary person, he became bewildered, showed that he became bewildered. Where are the calves? Where are the boys? Like you would become bewildered if your child disappears somewhere and become startled and afraid and become fearful. The child will become fearful, where is my mother? And the mother will become fearful, where is my child? And in this way, Krishna showed that he was frightened. That person who is decorated with forest flowers, that he's standing there with half remnants on his mouth and remnants in his hand, and Krishna in his childhood form, he changed his color, it became yellowish. And this is also shown. Brahma is looking, very astonished. He's not God. How can God be like this, in this condition? If the Lord was God, Brahma is thinking, why is he showing that he is fearful and concerned that the calves are gone and the boys are gone? Seeing, they're absent. Where are the boys? Where are the calves? So Brahma concluded that Krishna is just an ordinary boy. Thinking like this, Brahma left, went to Satyalok. And then in that instant, the Lord, Krishna appeared in Brahma's abode as Brahma and told the guards there not to let this person who is pretending to be Brahma let him come in. The doorkeepers of Satyalok, they said to Brahma, You are not the real Brahma, because the real Brahma has just entered. No, he's saying, I am Chaturmukh Brahma. Where is this false Brahma? Brahma became very disturbed. The guards are saying, my lord, the four-headed Brahma, the father of the four Kumaras, has just entered. He told me to not let this person, you, in, pretending to be the original Brahma. Brahmaji is trying to explain that I am the original Brahma. Look, I have this entrance pass, you know, for years I am coming here, you know. How can I be false? How can I be... How is it possible? Brahmaji became very disturbed. What to do? Then he returned back where he saw the calves and the boys. Brahmaji with astonishment saw the same scene, that Krishna playing with the boys and the calves. And he's thinking, how is it possible? Where are those boys and calves that I put in the cave? So he saw, and they were there, all lying unconscious, and here the same boys and calves were playing. And Brahmaji thought, he was confused. I said, what have I done? What's happened? I have been thrown out of my own abode. Now I am not here nor there. What to do? Then he realized that Krishna is not an ordinary personality. And Krishna then manifested all the calves as four-armed Narayan forms, and all the calves, cowherd boys, into the same four-armed Narayan form. So the Lord showed Brahma that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Still, Brahmaji, help us. He's seeing the calf and the cowherd boys in the caves, and he's seeing on this side the Narayan forms. Sometimes when we take our glasses, sometimes we take our glasses off to try and see properly. Am I seeing really what I'm seeing, or is this something else? In the same way, Brahma is bewildered. So Brahma with his four eyes on one side looking this way, and with his other four eyes looking the other way. And then he understood that this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He saw Garbhadakshay Vishnu. He's Ishtadev. Brahma's Ishtadev. Who is Brahma's Ishtadev? Garbhadakshay Vishnu. This is my Lord. Our Jiva Goswami is saying here, this Brahma, how did he steal the calves and the boys? There's two Brahmas, Hiranyagarbha Brahma and Vairaj Brahma. Vairaj Brahma is Jeev Tattva. How was he able to take the calves and the cowherd boys? If he was Jeev Tattva, we are taking this consideration, and Krishna's they are not ordinary. They are Swarup Shakti. They are not ordinary. Some people become bewildered in this way. The speciality of Jeev Tattva and Swarup Tattva. Parikars are manifestations of the Lord's Swarup Shakti, internal potency. Many people cannot understand this. Parikar Tattva and Jeev Tattva, internal potency of the Lord and the external. There is speciality in the service of the Parikars, and the Jivas who attained the abode of the Lord will get service that is a little bit distant. Even if you attain Manjari Bhav and Manjari form, you will serve, but at a distance, a little distant from Rupa Manjari. We are showing here not a difference but a speciality. The eternal associates, they have very close service to the Lord. Even if we attain Manjari Bhav, our service will be at a little distance. Sometimes we are given a privilege by having a direct, close service. But the parikars have this continuous, intimate service, close service. Close associates, the parikars, they decide on who and how the service is done. Just like in one company, there is many departments, but the overall in charge is the manager and his or her associates. The head of department, they take the authority of buying and selling. Like in one society, there is a head, the secretary and president. They have the power of authority, and it's written their responsibilities. There are many rules and regulations and established in meetings. You cannot just do what you wish or want. In this way, if the jiva attains Manjari Bhav and attains the Lord, abode of the Lord, they will serve under guidance of the parikars. The nitya parikars, the eternal associates of the Lord, what pastimes will be performed on that day? Guru Rupa Manjari Seva. Guru Shri Charanarvinda. Guru Padpadma, Shri Gurudev, who are eternal associates of Srimati Radhika. Lalita and Vishakha are anxiously waiting also instructions from them. Even the jivas that come from Balarama parikars, those who are from Srimati Radhika are different, and there are many considerations of this. Balarama sakhis, they do not perform, Balaram does not perform Ras Leela with Srimati Radhika's parikars, expansions. Something you have to read and study for yourself. And so in this consideration, Brahma is, in this pastime, is Vairaj Brahma. How is he able to steal the calves and the boys who are parikas? Subhas Shridam are not jiva tattva. And the calves are not जीव तत्व।
तो यहाँ पर भी कहते हैं तो ब्रह्मा जी इसको कैसे चोरी किया,
हाउ डिड ब्रह्मा स्टील देम, हाउ डिड वाज ही एबल टू
टच
देम।
कहते हैं जिस
प्रकार सो इन दिस संदर्भ इन दिस लाइक रावण किडनैप सीता by the Lord's wish and desire, that by the arrangement of Yogamaya, he manifested the calves and cowherd boys as Jiva. He knows, the Lord knows, that Brahma will not be able to touch these boys and calves. So he manifested his shadow through Yogamaya and manifests the same calves and same cowherd boys so that Brahma was able to take them.
This,
although it has been not been shown in the Srimad Bhagavatam like this, but our acharyas like Jiva Goswami have explained. When Krishna went to herd the calves and cows with his friends, he showed to Brahma who he is and who the calves and the cowherd boys are. The Lord showed Brahma that these are all expansions of Garbhadaya Vishnu, his own Ishtadev. Then what did he do? And then he started to chant praises of the Lord. Krishna did not say anything. But when he spoke with this shloka, Aho Bhagyam, Aho Bhagyam, then Krishna smiled a little. Because it is in the nature of the Lord that if somebody glorifies the Brajavasis, just a little, he's happy. If anybody speaks of other things, glories of Dwarka or Mathura, he is not so pleased. But just a little glorification of the Brajavasis, he cannot hold himself. He smiles. Aho Bhagyam, Aho Bhagyam, Nanda Gopa Vrajakasam, Janmitram Sanatanam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead today, how he is manifest as the cowherd boys and calves. And what good fortune they have. How he is glorifying the Brajavasis. Those who stay in the village of Nanda Maharaj and all those who are in Braj. How good fortune they have. Jiva Goswami is saying, the Lord is pleased with Brahma. He will smile. Then her mission has been successful. What is his face? If he's just come back quarreling with his wife, but if your interview is the first in line after coming back from an argument, then your mission is failed. You can see from the face. The face will tell everything. It will depend on your mood. Yeah, he's taking all of his frustrations of his family problems on you. He's saying about he's not touched his wife's feet before leaving for the office, and his some auspiciousness has come. Maybe he's thinking like this. So they are laughing amongst themselves about their own experience of going to the office and having a bad day and speculating on what they should have done or what should not have done. Please don't take this seriously. I'm just laughing and joking. No, Gurudev does not give such instructions. Gurudev is saying you should Patideva Bhava, you should think of your husband as a demigod, my worshipable object. What I mean to say is that when Krishna smiled just slightly, that Brahmaji thought that my mission has been accomplished, and now I'll leave this place very quickly. Before he understood Krishna giving him darshan of his Ishtadev. So, Vishwanachakravarti Thakur is written that he performed parikram only 3 times. He should have done 4 times. But becoming fearful that Krishna may change his mood, that he left on the 3rd parikram. So why did he do that? Because of fear. Okay. If I stay there longer, he may ask something else. He was just thinking he's pacified Krishna and he's left. His job was done. For example, do not interact with the police or with the judge or somebody who's holding a gun. They will slap you and then chastise you. Why have you not worn your mask? They have this authority. You have to walk, act according to the law. Even if you say something behind their back, they will catch you. This is showing Brahmaji is showing this consideration in Brahma's example. I made an offense to the Lord. The Lord has forgiven me. And now I will go from this place. Just in case something else he does. by this pastime, it is established that two things are present in the Lord, all-knowing and his innocence, all innocence. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj has also wonderfully described when Brahma spoke glorifications of Krishna in this pastime. You are Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. Krishna said, you are Brahman and your father also. I am a cowherd boy. How can I be your father? In Chaitanya Charitamrita, if you read, this explanation is there, dialogue is there. So, Brahma said to Krishna, you are Mool Narayan, the source of Narayan, the original Narayan. According to that, the Siddhanta is being established here, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tadik Atma Avesh, that he is the original form and the expansion. Swayam Rup and Swayam Prakash. In Swayam Prakash, there are two aspects. In Dwarka, in this Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Vasudev, and in Rasastali, he is manifest also in a different form, and his Baladev also is manifest as Sankarshan, Garbhadakshay, Shesh, Ananta Shesh. So, in this pastime, with Lord Brahma, he is establishing his different forms. Adi in Brahma's this stuti and these prayers, he is establishing Krishna as the Supreme Personality. Krishna Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Swayam Rup is three aspects. Swayam Rup, Tadikatma Rup and Avesh. Swayam Rup and Swayam Prakash. Swayam Prakash is in two aspects. We will speak later on this. In Chaitanya Chaitanya, he is speaking to Sanatana Goswami of these aspects. Meaning to say, the Lord, the two qualities, lakshan, sarvagyata and mugdata. And this is present in Bal Gopal. All knowing, although knowing everything, he pretends to not know anything. Why is Krishna's pastime so sweet? Because of this. Why other incarnations' pastimes are not so sweet? We can see this to some extent in Lord Ramchandra, Nishinga and Krishna. Paravesh Tattva. This is shown in Nrisimhadev. At the same time, he's showing his faithful form, and at the same time, he's showing this Vatsalya, parentalhood, affection towards Prahlad. Paravatta. Nrisimha, Ramchandra, and Krishna. para meaning the most, the best, the topmost. Like in the example of Nrisimhadev, first we saw his faithful form, and at the same time, parentalhood affection for Prahlad, he's showing to Lord Shiva and Brahma his faithful form, and Ramchandra also. Paravatta is shown, he was so compassionate to his citizens and love and affection towards them. At the same time, he's showing that his vow is all in all. He may give up his life, but he would not give up his words, his promise. When Sita is entering the earth, he showed the earth that if you don't give me back my Sita, I will destroy you. Then he was pacified by Valmiki. Valmiki told that this is his pastimes. It's coming to an end. So Nrisimha, Ramchandra, Bhagwan Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Krishna, we're seeing Prem as the Supreme Paravat. In Ramchandra, we see compassion towards the citizens, that he's prepared to give everything for the happiness of the citizens, and even to renounce his own wife. He will not give up his promise to his citizens. And in Nrisimhadev we see Bhakta Vatsalya, love and affection towards devotees. At the same time, his face and form, and at the same time, his love and affection. Rupa Goswami in Bhagavatamritam is showing and taking many shlokas from the Puranas. From Sankaracharya we have reached, we have gone to Braj. Rupa Goswami's Laghu Bhagavatamrita. Brihat Bhagavatam is Sanatana Goswami. So, coming back to our subject, Parinambad, Vastu Parinambad, Shakti Parinambad, Mahaprabhu, he accepted Vastu Parinambad, but he gave importance to Shakti Parinambad and established inconceivable simultaneous oneness and difference. Sankaracharya's considerations are true, but by the Lord, by a wish to preach Mayavad, but to listen to that for the devotee is to destroy their bhakti, and our hearts will become like hard, like thunderbolt. They put a red dot on their forehead. These are Advaitavadis, Shankaravadis. They've studied so much and read so much and established the truth as Brahmavad. Yesterday we were speaking also. He knew, Sankaracharya knew that by performing bhakti, reading from
इसी कारण शंकर ने केवल मार्ग दिखला दिया.
So Shankaracharya, he showed the way.
भक्ति में प्रवेश करने के लिए क्या ज्ञान वैराग्य की जरूरत होता है.
He said that we need knowledge and renunciation. He showed the path. In the beginning stages, primary stage, we need some knowledge and some renunciation. Although this knowledge and renunciation are not limbs of bhakti. Like, for example, you are listening to Harikatha. You will become detached from this material world. And will not have attachment for those things of the material world. So, but how will you live in the material world with detachment? But you will have to live in the material world with renunciation. You cannot leave. You will have to join. How can you leave your body? By leaving your body, will you attain the Lord? You come in this body, come with this body. This is what Sanatana Goswami said to the Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that if it was possible to attain the Lord by giving up this body, I would give the body up thousands of times. So many people renounce, but still not attain the Lord. So many people renounce like monkeys, but not attained anything. The wife died, the business failed, and then they've shaved their head and become renunciates. Just by shaving your head, one cannot attain the Lord. In the Upanishads, it has been said, this material world, is it a place of happiness or unhappiness? Where will you go? You cannot live under a tree. If you live under a tree, you still have to maintain yourself. You still have to sweep the leaves that fall from the tree on the ground so you can live there. And same in the house. You have to keep the house neat and clean and tidy. So many people have left and become like monkeys, but not attain the Lord. Even if you've renounced the house and ushered your wife away, you will not attain the Lord. Meera is saying, how can we get the love and affection for the Lord? What is this material world? This is a place of austerity. Tapobhumi. Tapasya. Tapobhumi. A place of austerity. How much austerity is taken, trouble to attain one paisa? Have to go work late at night, hot or cold. Then if you stay at home, then you'll hear the nagging of the wife. Like when what? what is the husband always listening to the nagging of the wife. Not listening to Harikatha. So their wives are complaining about the husband, and husband's complaining about the wife. You listen to my pastimes, I listen to your pastime. No. This material world is a place of austerity. Brahmachari Grihastha Vanaprastha Sanya. The sages have said this place of austerity. Even so much austerity is performed living in this ashram, Grihastha ashram. If we look at it in a fine way, what a Grihastha performs, austerities, so much. A real Grihastha. Not those sense enjoyers, not those who are performing Grihastha ashram properly, are performing such austerities. From work, sometimes I'm hearing that some person working that I know in Mathura is saying that they work so much, catches the train at 5:30 in the morning. He wakes up at 4, bathes, goes to work 5:30 in the morning, cold or heat. The train, after catching a train, comes back 8:30, 9 o'clock. By that time, the son is going to sleep. For 29 days of the month, he's not seen the face of his child. The fruits of a husband and wife are the children, but he's not able to see the face of his child. This is one form of austerity. To earn one paisa to maintain their life. This is another consideration. Though is different for those who have attained some inheritance and living from that. But those who are having to work hard labor, but those who are performing bhajan and using their hard earned money cannot be compared to those who have taken sannyas. If you earned your own money and then performing your bhajan is a different matter, different question. There's one pastime I tell of this. Once, there was one young girl, very beautiful in appearance. One landowner went to bathe in a pond and saw her and asked her father, I want to marry your daughter with my son. How is this possible? My daughter is very poor. You are very rich. I have decided that your daughter will marry my son. My son will accept whom I suggest for him. So now they are married. She is very sincere, simple, and devotional. First thing in the morning, she wakes up, bathes, worships Thakurji. So, the in-laws now. The first day she came back, the in-laws are complaining, we do not worship the Lord here in this house. If you want, you can go back to your house. Now what to do? I've come from a poor family. I should have stayed in my home and worshipped the Lord and be happy. Now I'm in this situation in the wealthy family. They are not worshipping and they are complaining. We do not like this behavior of yours. If you want to stay in our house, you can cook, clean, and keep others happy. But we do not do any worship here. She began to cry and lament. What to do? When people, the householders have gone to sleep, she takes a mala and she chants. No sadhus will come to our house. 1 or 2 years passed like this. Just by chance, sadhu came to their house.
No.
And there's nothing happening in their household, like charity, invitation of sadhus. But the sadhu is watching what the daughter-in-law is doing. She's very sincere, simple. The sadhu said, I eat only what is... Only said this word, I eat from old, I do not eat new. And saying this, the sadhu left. So the in-laws asked the daughter-in-law, what did the sadhu say? And the sadhu said, I only eat old and not new. What does this mean? So the daughter-in-law told the father-in-law, all this land you have earned and all this wealth you have, where did you get all this from? This is the father-in-law said, this is the inheritance of my previous generations. What of this did you earn yourself? So the daughter-in-law is asking the father-in-law, I have not earned any of this myself. I have not earned a single penny myself. But this good fortune of yours, this punya, how long will it last? You have not earned any of this. You are living off the inheritance of your forefathers. You should earn something of your own, with your own hard work. You are living off the good fortune of your previous generation. Nothing new you have earned. This is not yours.
दूसरी आप जी कहा जो आपकी पुण्य के द्वारा जो कुछ आपके अभी कुछ इनहेरिएंट मिला है वो आपके पुण्य खत्म हो जाए. आप
व्हेन दिस गुड फॉर्च्यून हैज फिनिश्ड देन यू विल हैव टू गो टू a destination that is not so good.
जितने तुम चाहे तुम दान पुण्य आदि करो.
So the father-in-law came to his senses from the words of the daughter-in-law and then changed his ways and offered the daughter-in-law all the wealth to give in charity wherever she desired. I am thinking, you know, how you are living as grihasthas, how your children, you have to tolerate, they're creating so much noise, jumping here and there. When going into a grihastha's house, I become very disturbed. Children making noise, running here and there, because this is not my nature. But the grihasthas, they live in this situation. This is one austerity, one form of austerity. And compare it to my austerities. And they're also performing their bhajan, staying in their house. They are doing service of sadhu, guru and vaishnavas. It's not easy. Those who grihasthas are performing bhajan become even more than the sannyasis, like Shivas, like all the parikars of Mahaprabhu. In the most cases, they were grihasthas. Shivas Thakur, Advaita Acharya, Nityananda, grihasthas, living in their family, how they perform bhajan. Bhakti Vinod Thakur. We can learn many things from them. We should be proud of that. And we should also reflect on what position we are in. Without prem, we cannot get the Lord by enjoyment. We cannot get the Lord. The key aspect is to have love and affection. If we have not done any bhajan, if we not attain this love, then we have not gained anything. We do not give so much emphasis on jnana and vairagya. If we perform bhakti in a simple, straightforward way, we can get our achieve our goal by attaching our mind to the Lord. We can attain our goal. Meaning to say that this grihastha ashram is a place of performing austerities. Not all grihasthas are enjoyers. That is another case. Bhakta grihasthas are performing austerities. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Chaitanya Shikshamrit has written that this material world, this grihastha ashram, is a place of austerity. For austerities, tolerance, patience. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is written, it's written in this book, Chaitanya Shikshamrit, how to live in this world. chanting 10 rounds, 5 rounds, but with firm faith, attention. Aarti means utkanta, enthusiasm. So we are speaking of Shankaracharya. He accepted renunciation. Even though Jnana and Vairagya are not limbs of bhakti, still we accept them at the beginning because we need some knowledge, understanding of what is what, which hand to eat with, which hand to go to the bathroom with. We should enter into Siddhanta, Tattva Siddhanta. Do not be lazy of this. There is one consideration that listening to Harikatha is bhakti. That this material world is temporary. Listening to this, then renunciation will automatically come. And the desire for sense enjoyment will slowly, slowly go away. We're not speaking about renunciation, we're speaking about joining. But joining with who? With the Lord. Giving respect to others, mother, father, brothers, giving respect, but walking and on the path of bhakti. If there's anybody who is against bhakti, stay neutral. If you explain to them, they understand, all well and good. If not, Parvati said to Shivji, you explain to everyone. Why don't you explain to Ravan, your disciple? She was saying, those people I explain to, if they want to accept, they will accept. If they do not want to accept, what can I do? He is very proud. Seeing Ravan, he laughs. Ravan saying to his guru. Ravan is saying to his guru, you have 5 heads. Look how many heads I have. 10. This makes Lord Shiva smile. It's not possible to explain to anybody who anything new if they're over 60. In Hindi, it's called Satya. Satya means 60. Having reached the age of 60, one becomes very staunch and stubborn in their ways. It's very difficult to change them. Do not argue with such persons. It's not very fruitful. That it is said that the stones that lie on the bank of a river, sometimes they move. I remember when I was young, we used to make a wall against the pond. We used to make wall and then but stand on the wall and see if it moves. Just from fun. Yeah. But the child does not know. that by moving these stones that they could fall in and hurt themselves just for fun. So in Shankaracharya's philosophy, Gyan and Vairagya is given prominence, but in Bhakti, Gyan and Vairagya come spontaneously following Bhakti, and they will come naturally. Some gyan becomes a cause of pride. This is the difference or a reconciliation of where the position of Gyan and Vairagya is. In the beginning, we need some knowledge and some renunciation. So this is being shown here. Where the subject of Shuddha Bhakti, pure devotional service, then Shankaracharya did not say anything. At this point, Shankaracharya simply showed the path. He gave an indication.
And
those people who can understand his internal mood will understand his intentions. But those who have only understood his externally, understood him externally, they have wasted their time. Where the a consideration of the Vaishnavas and the considerations of Shankara's thoughts are same and different. Which we are attracted by, that is called prem. By that prem, the jivas are attracted. It's called prem dharma. Lal ki jai. Jai. Hare Krishna. Vanchakalpatribhyascha kripasindubhyo cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavyo namo namaha.